Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the Orion Fields Announcers Convenience Store's guest line. Truly steps beyond convenient. They'll find our own Orca, Ira Windeman. Good morning, Ira.
Ira, please stop him.
All I know is this, Leroy, is I just went to Facebook and Bradley Beal's account, and I guess you guys saw that post also, where he said, screw it. If Tobin doesn't want me there, I don't want to be there. So I get him to follow the whole thing.
That's right. Never in the first place. Sorry. He's like, go to his agent, just sign the extension. Never interested. We got next Klay Thompson. What do we need him for anyway, Ira?
Oh.
All the hype is there. Everybody's got it in line with Tyler Hero. He's the next coming.
And yet, you know, this was a sobering moment for Pat Riley for just the reason of the more options you have, the better you feel about the future. You're right. I mean, that 2021 free agency class still potentially could be absolutely loaded from Giannis, LeBron, Anthony Davis, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Blake Griffin, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, LaMarcus Aldridge, Gordon Hayward, like you mentioned, Victor Oladipo. It's not like all of a sudden they're going to have money in 2021 and nowhere to spend it. But now they can't fast track it. And as part of this deal, because there's so many of these arcane rules with the salary cap, Bradley Beal cannot be traded this season no matter what. So if they reach a point in Washington where they get off to a 10-31 start or something at midseason and they go, wow, this isn't working, John Wall's not here, we better do something, that option is off the table. And I got a feeling this morning that Justice Winslow and Goran Dragic both took a nice deep breath and sigh of relief. Because one of the prime trades we had been speculating about with the Heat is now off the table. So now we can turn our attention back to Chris Paul.
Are you surprised by it?
How come only with this team, this is the only team that I've been around, where you never actually talk about the team you have. It's always about what we can get next, except when the big three were here.
Because Pat Riley thinks big. Because Pat Riley is bold in every press and media moment he has and tells you it will get better. And because Pat Riley, within a month of arriving, landed Alonzo Mourning. Within 6 months of arriving, added Tim Hardaway. Then he got Shaq in a trade when no one said he can get Shaq. Then he got a big three when no one ever had a big three through free agency like he did with Wade, Bosch, and LeBron. So the reason that this speculation is there is because they have a guy, like Tobin just said, who talked about the harpoon, who talked about getting the whale. Pat Riley fuels so much of this that even when Pat Riley tries to say we're not doing anything, he sort of gives you that wink, wink look, but just you wait and see what I've got cooking. So because of that, that's why, Leroy, we keep thinking of a much bigger picture than in the moment. He's been traitor, Pat. He got Goran Dragic after he lost LeBron James, only to lose Chris Bosh. So believe me, Pat is cooking up something right now. It might not be Beal stew, but you know there's something else out there. There just is. It's who he is.
With that being said, Ira, I know like Pat Riley's always thinking, you know, ahead and the next big piece and all that stuff, but if this team stays together as it is right now, I mean, I was out last night at an event and everybody was just talking about the kind of the positive vibe around this team, especially
sure.
with the growth of Bam, what we've been hearing about Tyler lately and all of those things. It just seems like that mojo is coming back a little bit with this franchise.
Yes, that this is a nice little team, that this again is the little team that could. This is the team, if everything goes right, that can get a first-round playoff home court, and who knows, maybe make it to the second round of the playoffs. And that's all well and good, but that's not the ultimate goal. Even in a league that doesn't have big threes anymore, they have big twos. And there is no way that Pat Riley signed Jimmy Butler at $34 million a year not to give him an elite-level running partner. Well, Bradley Beal's extension now with the Wizards runs through the course of Jimmy Butler's contract. So unless there's a late deal for Beal, that's not happening. So that's why you look in other directions. I agree, Beast. I think this Heat team will absolutely be fun. I think this team has a chance to have a winning record. Do I see this as a 50-win team? I haven't seen anyone who does. And the wise guys in Vegas, when they have the number at 42, 43, 44, tells you what their research shows them also. So I think what Pat Riley has done is he's taken a team that's been in the lottery two of the last 3 years, three of the last five, and he's given them a clear playoff vision and focus. And that's nice. That's all well and good. But that's like we've been talking with the Dolphins all those years and all those 9-7. Yeah, you might make the playoffs, and maybe you'll have a chance to advance. But no one ever called them championship teams. That's where the Heat are right now. Pat Riley has set the table. Now we'll see what happens when he sits down at the table and tries to push all his chips to the middle.
By the way, when you're looking at all those prognosticators picking the Heat maybe around 50 wins or not, the man sitting to my left, Brendan Tobin, has them at the lowest, maybe 68, 70.
I'm waffling. I'm between 71 and 74. I'm not quite sure where to go.
But that I believe, also is with Jimmy Butler as MVP, Bam as Defensive Player of the Year,
right,
and Tyler Hero as Rookie of the Year. And I believe that Tobin also has been invited to be a presenter at the NBA Awards.
Yes.
So that answers a lot of that also.
I'm also all the votes. There's no balance
votes
this year.
What about Chris
Paul?
That's
why we're all going to wonder when the ballots come out, where are they? And then, like, Tobin's house is going to be like the Amazon guy bringing this huge crate of NBA award ballots. Okay, now I get it.
Two things. What about Chris Paul, and how much of a help could he be?
Chris Paul is still an elite-level player at the moment. There is no doubt about that. And Chris Paul, away from James Harden, is back to where he probably was in his final year with the Clippers. Now, he's only going to be a help for two-thirds to three-quarters of the season because he's always injured. So he's a 60-game player. We have to see how it plays out and who blinks with Oklahoma City. But I do agree with Tobin and some of this hype right now that if there is a Chris Paul trade, I'm not including, Tyler Hero right now. And with Bradley Beal, I was getting a young-ish kind of player. I was selling part of my future, not all of my future. If I'm doing the deal for Chris Paul and taking his onerous money, it's going to start with Goran Dragic. It's probably going to continue with the James Johnson or Deion Waiters and save a little bit of long-term money for the Thunder. But I think what this last week or month or so has done with Tyler Hero has taken him off anything but an A-list player. Now, Tobin didn't feel Beal was an A-list player anyway.
That's right.
But obviously, if that kind of player comes available, for example, what if it goes to crap with the Lakers, just saying, and they realize they're not going to re-sign Anthony Davis, and the Lakers make Anthony Davis, I'm just spitballing here, make Anthony Davis available. You would have to consider Tyler Hero in that kind of equation, but it has to be that kind of guy. It has to be a guy that if I'm trading the five-year rookie scale of Tyler Hero, I want a guy back who will give me at least three elite-level years in return. I'm not sure Chris Paul has that much left.
So at practice yesterday, you were asking Spo about the comparison from Tyler Hero to Klay Thompson, and he says, gave you the old, blocking out the noise type of stuff. But it is hard. It is hard these days because it's everywhere. Everybody is foaming at the mouth. The jump's talking about him. Everybody's like, oh, if Zion wasn't here, maybe some Roy Rookie of the Year buzz with Tyler Hero. So I guess from going into the season, what do you think his role will be? What can we expect? Because he's starred in preseason games. He is lighting it up. But that's just – they never seem to just throw rookies in the deep end. This franchise doesn't typically do that.
Unless they're just starting over with a fresh outlook and then they tell Mario Chalmers, believe it or not, you're a starter. So it has happened before, a little bit unexpected. I will say this. Klay Thompson was not Klay Thompson until Steph Curry arrived. I'm not sure that Jimmy Butler alone is going to lift a player to elite. I think they need one more piece. But all of a sudden, and I didn't think a week ago when we spoke this would happen, I think there's a very good chance Tyler Hero will be the opening night starter. I think part of it is Deion Waiters' conditioning, which I've been told is good but not good enough. And they are not backing off from him. They are either asking him 100% reach your goals or else wait your turn. And I still think we're in wait your turn territory with him. I also think if you start Tyler Hero, who is not a very good defender at this time, to the level of almost being pretty bad defender at this time, think about this. If you're also starting Winslow and starting Jimmy Butler, you have two elite wing defenders. So you can stick Winslow on the top wing on the other team. You can put Butler on the second best wing. In that kind of alignment, Tyler Hero comes out and guards sort of the Al-Farouq Aminu, the guy who's not going to score a lot anyway, and you can get away with it with his 6'5", 6'6", build. So in some ways, I think the starting lineup is better off for Tyler Hero, for him to be a starter, and Deion Agoron to give you a really nice bench boost. But you know, Tobin, even yesterday, we asked waiters about, you know, where things are going, and he basically told us coach is still experimenting with lineups and rotations. He still believes he's a starter. It'll be really curious a week from now, next Wednesday against Memphis, to see who's in the starting lineup. I would say the betting favorite right now is Tyler Hero, significantly over Deion Waiters.
Oh, man. I feel like, you know, with you finding out that he's not into the idea of being a reserve, I don't think anything would drive him more nuts than it being a kid in front of him. I feel like that would be the thing that just tweaks him a little bit even more.
And you know what? I mean, he wants that, because if that gets him in the weight room, if that gets him on the F-factor diet or whatever it is that we're advertising these days, if that does it, that's the motivation. That's what the Heat are doing. So there's also a reason James Johnson is not up here in Orlando, because the Heat are making a statement. He might have made your minimal goals, but it is not nearly good enough for you to still be back with the team. That's the other part. James Johnson will be active on opening night. The Heat are fed up after what happened last year. Their goals significantly by wide margins. These two haven't, and yet these guys are both making $12 million plus this year. There's a real disappointment at 601 Biscayne with these two players.
All right, have a great trip to Orlando, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, all right.
And stop pissing off Bradley Beal, Tobin. Thanks, guys.
No, I won't stop. It's not Heat culture. He's
so,
out.
You're so bitter.
You're out.
So
you're
bitter.
Out, sir.
Bitter.
You're out. You made your choice. That's that.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.